The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. Whether you're catching us on our traditional radio markets that we're heard in for well over two decades, SiriusXM, or our podcast platform, our favorite things to do on this show is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our fantastic articles, and feel free to sign up for our free newsletter.
Right. And thank you to all the people who've been signing up for that free newsletter. I mean, Dr. Mark, we're helping so many people. We have tons of articles. We have over 280 podcasts. You have YouTube videos. We're sharing information on social. Our number one thing we like to do here is educate people on how they can make a difference in their life. So I appreciate you, Dr. Mark, for always dialing it in on the details when it comes to research.
Yeah, there's so much to cover in this big field of integrative and holistic medicine. So it's exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And that voice is America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. We join each other each and every week to be able to share this information with you. Now, on this episode, we're going to cover the aging brain. I know it might be very frustrating for those who have memory problems. It can also be embarrassing. Often people don't want to be around large groups because they're afraid they're going to reach for a word and not be able to find it. Maybe you're losing things like your keys, or you come out of a grocery store and you're like, goodness, where did I park? I mean, these are all things that people are kind of struggling with. So we are going to talk about it and kind of share with you what's normal, what's not, and ways around it. Before we do that, though, Dr. Mark and I always like to share an article off the health breakthroughs of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, rapid relief for anxiety. I know that you wrote that article because you were seeing so many patients having those challenges. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, really. Every day in the clinic, we get multiple people who, you know, as a primary problem or a secondary, anxiety is really interfering with their daily activities. And a lot of these people, by their primary physicians or psychiatrists, are offered medications. And while those have a place for severe acute anxiety, they're really not a good treatment, especially long term. You know, the medications like the benzodiazepines, people have heard of Xanax, for example, and they're highly addictive. They can cause all sorts of side effects, both physical and, you know, mental, emotional. So these aren't the things we want people to be on long term. And we have so many great natural approaches to help people treat their anxiety. But of course, as with anything, we want to treat the root cause. I mean, is it a situational factor? Is it a biochemical thing? What's causing their anxiety to begin with?
Right. And I'm so glad that you brought up the medications, Dr. Mark, before we get into those causes, because often people take that thinking it's a magic bullet, and it's not that there's not a place, but when it's causing insomnia, memory problems, maybe even, you know, sleep-related issues that fluctuate or even dizziness, that can be an issue. But why do you think so many more people, even people that you've treated maybe a couple of years, like you have regular patients all the time, and you're seeing them maybe have anxiety now. What are some of those causes?
Yeah, well, definitely what's going on with this pandemic certainly has either brought on anxiety for people, or it has exasperated, you know, their existing anxiety. That definitely has been a big factor. I think there's other issues too. People have not been following as healthy of a diet and lifestyle and sleep patterns. And, you know, there's a lot of, we see a lot of family stress going on, you know, work-related issues, people moving, a lot of other social and environmental factors contributing to their anxiety. I think, you know, a lot of the churches that have been shut down or not really operating as they normally would, I think that's played a big role too.
Oh, massive role. And losing that connection and just being a part of your community and I get that, Dr. Mark. So when you're seeing somebody and they're dealing with that, obviously your number one goal isn't to go to a medication. Maybe you try some other things depending on how desperate their situation is dealing with. What are some things you like to recommend other than maybe modifying the diet?
Yeah, besides, you know, getting the diet and exercise improved, we do find very good results with some very specific nutrients. For example, we use something called myo-inositol, and it's been shown to help with acute anxiety. It has a relaxing effect on the brain without making a person feel sedated. We use amino acids, which naturally attach to your brain receptors, your nervous system receptors, and have a calming effect, like GABA, theanine, and taurine. These are great things to use, very safe to use. And so usually, Kelly, I use them in a combination. I use a powder we have called Relax Ease Powder. And it's just a little scoop that comes with it. And people take it usually 1 to 2 times a day, just add it to some water. It's already flavored. And boy, we have a lot of people using the Relax Ease formula just, again, to maintain control over their anxiety, in addition to addressing, you know, the diet and lifestyle things, which they need to. But it's certainly, for a lot of our patients, gives them the ability to avoid using pharmaceutical medications.
Definitely. And, you know, I did a show with Dr. Ange last week all about the importance of sleep, anxiousness, and finding solutions for diminishing both of those things, the brain fog. And I'll tell you, she also mentioned magnesium. So mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a place mm-hmm. for that as well. So we have to run out to that break. But listeners, you can always get more information by going to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Be right back to talk more on your health.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health, and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com, or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking everything about the brain today, why people are having issues with focus or memory, or some of the reasons that can come along with it. Dr. Mark, you wrote a fantastic article covering everything that we need to know about it. It's labeled Stop Your Brain Drain with this Memory Breakthrough. Let's talk a little bit about what I just mentioned. What are some of the reasons why people may develop memory and focus problems, Dr. Mark? Is it only because of aging, or are you seeing it in younger years?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say aging is the major issue at all, because we all know people who are, you know, their 80s, 90s, and they're very, very sharp. So we can't just blame it on aging, although that does make a person susceptible in certain ways. No, but I think, Kelly, there's several fundamental reasons as to why people develop memory and focus problems. One is the effects of chronic stress, which really is damaging to the brain cells. When you have high levels of the stress hormone cortisol, that, again, has been shown to create damage to your brain cells. It's even a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, prolonged elevated levels. On the other hand, you have certain hormones that are deficient, which your brain cells require to function properly. Things like thyroid, estrogen, testosterone, DHEA, growth hormone. These things are deficient. That certainly could be a cause of the memory issues, and why we see a lot of middle-aged people, you know, in their 50s, starting to develop memory issues. Perhaps they're developing hormone levels that are too low. A big one, over 120 million Americans have prediabetes or diabetes. And so this high level of the hormone insulin, that creates an inflammatory response in your brain cells. And as well, think about it, our brain cells use glucose as a primary fuel source. And so that means with diabetes, your blood sugar is in your bloodstream, but not getting into your cells to be used, you know, as a substrate for energy. Now, some other things you may not hear about from other doctors, but this is in the literature, and we do see it with some patients, chronic infections or the inflammation from chronic infections. Look, there's a lot of research now, of course, on this long hauler syndrome, post-COVID syndrome, where people are having long-term memory issues. People with Lyme disease or undiagnosed Lyme disease or maybe chronic viral infections, you know, could create this problem. We see some patients, they have very high levels of toxic metals, which definitely are damaging to the brain and nervous system. Mercury and lead are two classic examples. How about nutritional deficiencies? 25% of seniors are deficient in B12, which is known to cause memory problems, cause dementia-like symptoms, but also B1, low in omega-3 fatty acids, low in antioxidants. So we see on nutritional testing, a lot of people are low in these nutrients. We have the side effects of medications. People are on antihistamines for allergies, anxiety medications, pain medications, of course, sleep medications, antidepressants. These all can affect memory and focus. People that use excessive amounts of alcohol, people who smoke too much, recreational drug use, definitely are causative factors. How about this one? Poor blood flow to the brain. People have plaque in arteries. They're not getting adequate blood flow to the brain. That certainly will cause problematic changes. Tied in with that is a lack of exercise. And again, people with chronic insomnia or even people with undiagnosed sleep apnea. I mean, these all can cause memory and focus problems.
Right when you started saying that, it made me think of an article you wrote, goodness, I think it was well over a year ago, on mold. People having mold in their environment. Maybe I think about those two patients that you helped, the husband and wife team, who had moved into a place. They couldn't figure out why they couldn't get their thoughts, why they were having brain fog. What about the toxicity that could come along with maybe having mold within your environment, not knowing?
Yeah, and that would be in that big class of environmental toxins, or we had the heavy metals, definitely mold, and we do see patients with that issue. And there's all sorts of other environmental toxins that can do it too. So yes, in our society, we have, you know, over 20,000 man-made chemicals. Yes, you have to consider the environmental toxins, whether it be mold, heavy metals, other chemicals, definitely is a causative factor.
So when somebody comes into the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine and you're seeing them, or Dr. Angela Stengler is seeing them, and you suspect maybe they have amalgam fillings, or maybe they're saying, goodness, I don't feel this way ever since I moved into our new home. What do you do? Is there some type of test that you can then test the blood to see if there are higher levels of toxic metals such as mercury and lead? And
yeah, well, what we basically do is go with their history. I mean, when did the memory problems start to become an issue? So a woman who just entered menopause, you're thinking, oh, could very well be, you know, hormone deficiencies. You look at that. Like you said, someone moved into an apartment, a home, it's kind of moldy smelling. Yes, we can do a urine test, which can measure levels of what are called mycotoxins, metabolites of mold that get into the body. If someone has not been eating well for a period of time, which is a lot of people, then we want to test their nutrient levels. Again, we find a lot of people are low in B12, find a lot of people are in omega-3 fatty acids. And your body cannot work by magic. You got to have these things for your brain cells to work properly.
It has to be so gratifying for you, Dr. Mark, because I know you've worked in this space well over 26 years. But when someone comes in and they've been maybe struggling, I doubt that someone just starts feeling this way and the next day they're like, I better go see Dr. Stengler. I mean, in most cases, they could be having the issues with memory, focus, and the brain drain going on for quite some time. So after you do these blood tests, how quickly do you generally get somebody back on track, depending on if it's, an issue related to some of the things we've been talking about and not necessarily some type of a disease?
Yeah, when we've identified the root cause or causes, get them on the specific targeted treatment. I mean, people can notice a difference within 2 weeks, and certainly within 2 months, we expect to see some real obvious, you know, improvement in their memory and focus problems.
Right. And then I thought it was so interesting when you bring up hormones. I mean, hormones drive everything we do, whether you're a man or a woman. And then the menopausal issues you brought up, the andropause. So women and estrogen, how does estrogen have anything to do with our memory, focus, or our brain?
Yeah, a few different ways. First of all, estrogen does stimulate the production of neurotransmitters in the brain, say things like serotonin and other neurotransmitters our brain does use for not only mood, but, you know, for memory retention and retrieval. Second, estrogen, for example, is a very powerful antioxidant in the body. In other words, it protects the cells from getting damaged. Third, it does affect circulation. So there are some different mechanisms as to why estrogen is, you know, protective for cognitive function. In men, testosterone has similar effects as well in terms of the brain function. Both sexes, thyroid, the hormone DHEA, these all are supportive to healthy cognitive functioning.
Thanks, Dr. Mark. I love that we talk about this because we're not scripted. I just throw this stuff at you and you just answer it. And so it's excellent. But talked to Dr. Ange last week. We talked about a couple of different things why maybe premenopause and different things like that, or even postmenopause, can cause cognition issues. But when we're talking about a lack of exercise, how can that attribute to maybe not having the focus you may want, or even having brain fog?
Yeah, well, the exercise does a few things. It does improve circulation, and obviously to get the nutrients to our brain cells, that's in part dependent on the circulation. Number two, the exercise reduces inflammatory chemicals that can affect the brain. And so we want to keep inflammation of the brain down. And then third, it offsets the effects of stress and high levels of cortisol. And so that has that hormonal balancing effect as well.
Right. And Dr. Mark, are there certain foods that can maybe make us feel this way? Is high amounts of increased sugar maybe something that could be leading? Say somebody ate very clean, the pandemic happened, they're door dashing 5 days a week. What do you see with the effects of sugar when it comes to the brain?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, the high glycemic foods will create an inflammatory response in the brain. You don't get a sustained fuel source to the brain. So those are some issues there. Along with those foods, people are often getting, you know, bad fats, trans fats, maybe excessive saturated fats, not enough of the good omega-3s, an excessive amount of omega-6 compared to omega-3, and that just isn't conducive to healthy brain cells.
Yeah, and I find it interesting that, you know, if you only see your doctor maybe once a year, again, to each its own. I mean, I generally, you know, like to go more than that. And again, when you're working with a naturopathic MD, like at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, you know, you're able to see them more. You're able to talk with your doctor a little bit more. But when we're talking about things like side effects of certain medications, it's like someone will be struggling, they're put on antidepressants, and then they almost become zombified if they're not put on the right dose. What do you think about the effectiveness of staying on those things long term?
Well, if you look at those medications, they really weren't designed for long-term use. I mean, I find it's a small percent of people, usually due to genetic reasons, or it could be just situationally, they just cannot adapt to the stresses going on, that need to be on those medications long-term. And I do have a few patients that we keep them on those medications long-term. They're doing fine. They're not having side effects. They don't do very well without them. But that's a very small percent. I mean, my patients, it's honestly definitely less than 5%. So I'm not saying it can't be done or shouldn't be done, but it shouldn't be normative.
Right. And again, always work with your doctor before taking yourself off any type of medication that you've been on as well. We always like to share with that. But again, before we go to the break, I want to encourage you to visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Not only can you learn more about us, but you can read these fantastic articles that are on our health breakthroughs. We also have podcast episodes that you can share with your friends and family. But the number one thing we encourage you to do is sign up for our free newsletter. Every single week, we're delivering, whether it be an article, a YouTube video, a podcast episode, in a condensed form for you to be able to check it out. And we're pretty versatile, Dr. Mark. We talk about all different things that could be impacting people, what they can do about it, and how they can maybe make some modifications within their life. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion, so make sure to stick with us.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at getgreenjuice.com.
Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin, where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
Forever Young is brought to you by Twist 25 DHEA Cream. Use the code FOREVER, all lowercase, to save 15% off. Call 1-888-489-4782 or online at twist25.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Before the break, we were talking about some of the reasons why people develop memory and focus issues. Weren't really talking about how it's related to age, talking about everybody as a whole, why these issues could be arising. But now, Dr. Mark, I'd like to talk about age-associated memory impairment. Are there drug therapies that are associated or prescribed for someone who's dealing with that age-associated memory impairment?
No, there really aren't. There are no approved drugs for age-associated memory impairment or, you know, age-related cognitive decline.
If they could have done something, they would have, I think, at this case. So that's why we have to, you know, lay the road. And really, I don't think there's ever an age that's too old to take care of the brain. You should always be nurturing the brain, because without the brain and the heart, we cease to exist. So often I think people kind of ignore their brain health, Dr. Mark, until they start having some kind of an issue occurring. Is that something you see quite often?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always best for people to get on top of how their memory and cognitive function's doing before it really becomes an issue in their life. I mean, it's good to get on it when it's a mild problem, or even when you're generally healthy. Again, incorporating the things we're talking about on this radio show, how to maintain and prevent cognitive problems.
Yeah, I find that it's always easier to take a preventative measure versus dealing with the situation once it arises. Often there can be ways through it, but again, that's why we want to nurture the brain. We want to eat right for the brain. We want to try to keep some of the issues that Dr. Mark spoke about in the last segment down. But Dr. Mark, let's talk about memory impairment versus Alzheimer's disease. Is there a different, what are we kind of looking at as far as stats?
Yeah, there's kind of a degree of, you know, of a difference between the two. And like the National Institute on Aging, they have a good summary chart. Let me give you some examples. Normal aging and memory impairment would be making a bad decision once in a while. Alzheimer's disease, obviously, it's making poor judgments and decisions a lot of the time. Normal aging, missing a monthly payment, for example. Alzheimer's, you know, someone else has to take care of your monthly bills. Normal aging may be forgetting which day it is, remembering it later. Alzheimer's, I mean, you can't keep track of the date or the time of year. Normal aging, sometimes you forget which words to use. Alzheimer's, you have trouble having a conversation. And a normal thing could be like people losing things from time to time, where with Alzheimer's, you know, it's very commonplace to misplace things, unable to find them. So it's just really you see the degree of differences there in the frequency.
Right. And again, we're seeing it younger and younger. I mean, walking into a room, calling your kids 10 different names until you get the right one. Stress can just, during that normal aging process, I think can really make the brain fatigued as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Mark, for talking about the differences between the two. And I don't know, every time I go to a store or somewhere that has a big parking lot, I always see two or three people coming out just not even remembering where they parked. If we could come up with some kind of a device to help them with that, geez, we would help so many people. Why do you think that happens, Dr. Mark? How can you park somewhere, go into a store for 45 minutes and come out and have no recollection?
Are you picking on me? I know with me, when I'm going somewhere and I've got a couple of things on my mind I'm really focusing on. So that has happened to me actually a number of times because I'm focusing on other things going on, not my task on hand. So when you're doing multiple things at once, that's the risk you run. But you know, interesting, like on Google Maps and stuff, if you have it on when you go to park, it'll actually, you can use it such to track where you park too when you're walking.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah. So
better than what I've been doing. I take a picture, you know, that's right. How I know I'm going to be able to find it when I come back. Otherwise, you used to just hit your car alarm and you'd be able to find it. Too many people are doing it at the same time. So, you know, Now you got to find your way around it. Let's talk about a couple of things before we get into some nutrients that can be very supportive. If someone's eating a very high fat type of diet, I'm not talking about the good fats. I'm not talking about salmon, walnuts, avocado, you know, different things like that. What if somebody's eating fast food chronically or drinking a lot of soda or sugar? How can that maybe play a role in setting them up for some unwanted issues when it comes to maybe even losing brain cells? Because doesn't even a healthy brain, as we age, generally use brain cells every single day?
Yeah, there is a certain amount of regeneration that occurs. That is true. And well, there's a couple of things that's going on. One thing which used to be popular, it's not talked about as much, but it's very, very important. And that is the effects or lack of effects of not having enough antioxidants in the diet. Antioxidants which protect against these free radicals that are formed. But when it comes to fats, they're called lipid peroxides. And these are formed, especially eating bad fats. You know, you're getting the trans fats in the diet. You're getting too much omega-6, too much saturated fat, perhaps in balance to your omega-3s. But forming these lipid peroxides is going to be damaging and inflammatory to your brain cells. So a lack of antioxidants you're mainly going to get in plant foods for the most part is where you're going to run into problems.
Great point, Dr. Mark. So let's kind of talk about some of those super nutrients that can be very supportive when we're talking about the brain.
Well, there's different super nutrients that we use with patients. And people have heard of things like B12, for example, very important, especially in seniors. Omega-3 fatty acids, very important. Getting adequate antioxidants, like in a good multi and mineral formula. Magnesium is very important. Then we have other things. People have heard of things like bacopa, ginkgo biloba, vinpocetine. And then there's my favorite, which revolves around most of my treatments where people need additional support. And I use a substance called citicoline. And citicoline has some very interesting research on it. It is found in the brain naturally. And it's a substance which the body uses to make neurotransmitters involved in memory, for example, such as acetylcholine. It also helps to make up the phospholipid, which is a building block of our brain cells called phosphatidylcholine. And so you can increase your brain cell levels of phosphatidylcholine and acetylcholine by using this substance called citicoline. And so that's the mechanism. Now, just a little bit further on that, phosphatidylcholine, which it makes, you can take it as a supplement, but, you know, you don't seem to get as good of brain levels as to when you take it in the citicoline form. And again, you need that for healthy brain cell membranes. And like I said, the acetylcholine is a primary brain chemical involved in memory and cognitive performance. Also, the citicoline increases the ability to use glucose for energy in your brain. And your brain has the highest demand for energy out of all the organs in the body. So very important. And then lastly, citicoline has been shown to protect and actually have some regenerative abilities on the neurons, the brain nerve cells, which can occur with aging.
And I think I read something too about the blood-brain barrier when it comes to citicoline, Dr. Mark. Is that something that I'm correct when I mention that?
Yeah, it does have the unique ability to make it through the blood-brain barrier, this protective barrier to get inside the brain. Whereas, you know, a lot of substances won't make it in or not much of it. So again, it's one of the advantages over, say, taking phosphatidylcholine by itself. You can get better brain levels by improving the uptake through the blood-brain barrier.
When we're talking about it, any published studies you can share with us?
Yeah, there's a lot of published studies on it, actually. And acetylcholine levels, people have higher levels, do have an enhanced brain capacity. So they've been shown, it's been shown to improve concentration span, recall speed, decision-making speed, and verbal acuity. So, for example, a review in the International Journal of Environmental Science and Technology found that supplementing with acetylcholine was highly effective in the treatment of cognitive decline. Then we had a study in 2019, and they reviewed the studies on acetylcholine in terms of memory, and it was in the Journal of Neurology and Experimental Neuroscience, so very mainstream. And they found with acetylcholine in the treatment of cognitive impairment that patients with vascular cognitive impairment, that means they're not getting enough blood flow to the brain, acetylcholine improves the cognitive function. And even in patients with degenerative dementias, it also stopped the progression of the disease. In addition, they did not find any serious side effects in people using the supplemental choline. So, you know, that's very impressive. And then maybe just one other one, Kelly, published in the Journal of Nutrition. They found that using acetylcholine, actually a very specific form that I use with patients called Cognizin, has the most studies on it. They tested it, and this would be more, you know, a lot of the people we know, but they tested it, the memory in healthy elderly patients who had age-associated memory impairment, so just what we're talking about. And the study included 100 men and women, and they're between the ages of 50 and 85, and it was a double-blind study, and people got either a placebo or the Cognizin, acetylcholine. And then they assessed their memory function at the beginning of the study, again 3 months later, using computerized tests. And they found those taking the Cognizin acetylcholine had improved overall memory performance, especially in episodic memory. And there are, again, no serious adverse events. And those taking placebo, there's nothing noteworthy. So there is some, you know, very impressive research on it. And there's other ones I can talk about, but that's kind of a good start.
Yeah, that's a great start. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. Also heard that college students may get benefits, as you alluded to with some of these participants. We're also having great success with incorporating it in. We often think about the amount of stress that these students are put on now, even with some of the social distancing and social learning. You know, the brain affects everybody. Stick with us. You can learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things you can incorporate into your day-to-day to maybe help along the way. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, listeners. Kelly here. Did you know that there's been a leap of technology regarding superfoods? Research has shown that plants from the ocean, such as seaweeds, are among the most nutritionally dense and health-promoting foods humans can consume. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Sea Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Using sea veg supplements daily is an effortless way to be proactive about your health. Call Sea Veg at 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or online at buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Spangler, sharing with you all things that we can do when it comes to supporting the brain, or even supporting memory, focus. Obviously, as we age, we come up into some situations, but also we're seeing it in lower incidence. Dr. Mark, memory wellness, it's a formula that you formulated many years ago. Not only do you use it with your patients, but it's also available for consumers. I have taken it for a number of years as well. There was a supply chain issue. Nobody could get it all throughout the country for about, 8 to 9 months? And I'll tell you, I would ask you almost every other month, Dr. Mark, what should I take? What should I do? I'm just not getting the same results. What can you add to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I saw with patients, too. We're quite bummed when we couldn't get this specialized citicoline, the Cognizin, which comes out of Europe because of everything going on with the pandemic. But now we have it in ample supply. We're getting patients back on it. So, yes, I have for years used that formula and see very, very good results, a very high response rate. I think it's for a couple reasons. First of all, we do use that Cognizin citicoline, which has most research on it, very impressive research. And we use it at a therapeutic dosage. When you look at the studies, most of the studies have used 250 to 500 milligrams. And so patients are going to get that dosage with our memory wellness. Second, we do have the methylcobalamin, the activated methylated form of B12. So that's really good. And then we have the high absorbable Mareva turmeric. Now remember, turmeric has been shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect on the brain. It's also been shown to help even with things like depression related to inflammation of the brain. So, you know, that's important to reduce brain inflammation, which is so common with people's diets and stress and environmental toxins. And then we have a lot of food-based antioxidants in there. As I talked about earlier, it's very important to have good antioxidants from plant-based foods to prevent damage of the brain cells. So I think, you know, it's really one of those things where you got the synergistic multiple effects of these different ingredients in one formula. But starting with, you know, that therapeutic amount, clinically studied amount of the Cognizin citicoline.
Right. And I love that you added in the methylcobalamin form of B12. I mean, we know so many people have issues with absorption. But when I've thought about B vitamins, I always think of it as the happy vitamin. And it seems like with the amount of stress, I think about the article you wrote a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Mark, how B vitamins can get leached from the system just from stress and how much the brain really needs that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you take the stress, you take people consuming alcohol, consuming caffeine, coffee. Yeah, people, you know, get low on these B vitamins.
Yeah, and then when you talk about the Mareva, again, I love what you do, Dr. Marks. You always put in a branded ingredient. Let's talk branded ingredients, first of all.
Yeah, I think they should be picky, just like you're picky when you're taking pharmaceuticals. I mean, who'd ever want to take a pharmaceutical that's, you know, not the right one for them?
Right.
So with these supplements, yeah, you want to know what's in there, the quality, the research behind it. A company known to have good independent testing and analysis of their products. So there's different things, you know, people have to pay attention to. Now, you know, there's various formulas out there. My experience is maybe 5% of them are worth taking. And that's because, again, people are putting things in there. The doses aren't what are used in the studies. The ingredients are not what are used in the studies. So, I mean, you're just basically, you know, doing a guessing game. So people need to be more scientific than that.
Right. So when someone comes to your office, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, and again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to markstengler.com or you can call 855-DOC-MARK, 855-DOC-MARK. The center is located in Encinitas, California. I realize our show is heard all across the country, but there are telemedicine options if you are looking for maybe somebody who's a little bit different, a naturopathic MD who works with functional medicine. Again, feel free to give them a call. But Dr. Mark, when we look at these types of things, I always look at the habits, right? The habits of the past, maybe the snackable era, telling everybody fat's bad, even though your brain is primarily fat. And then earlier when you brought up the 20,000 toxic chemicals, even when we're trying to do the best that we can, we're still going to come up in contact. And then that omega-3, omega-6 imbalance, which last time I checked, I think it's a 20-to-1 ratio, that could be causing some of these issues as well, Dr. Mark. So I love that you pointed those out.
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of blood tests on patients and their nutrient levels. And very commonly, I'm even thinking of two patients yesterday where their arachidonic acid levels were too high, you know, type of saturated fat. Their omega-6s were too high relative to their omega-3s. And again, that's just setting you up for problems for inflammation of the brain. biochemical imbalance. So we do see these things pretty frequently with patients. I do see a lot of patients where their omega-3s are low. I mean, they're low or deficient, which is pretty amazing because some of these people are even taking some omega-3s. Now, obviously, either they're not taking enough, they're not getting enough in their diet, or there's absorption problems, but I'm surprised at how often I do see that problem.
On the store, if people go to drstengler.com or hit shop on americasnaturaldoctor.com, I notice that you have a very high quality fish oil. Is that why you decided to carry that? Because you couldn't depend on the inconsistencies that was in the marketplace?
Yeah, it was really a couple reasons. Number one, I just, as you know, scientifically with oils, I mean, you know, you could have the right amount in there, but if it's rancid and all that, you're not only is it not going to help, it can cause problems. So we've got to absolutely make sure. So I use a fish oil, which has independent testing on it. And it's, you know, pure. I mean, it's the best technology with that. But second, also, I have a lot of patients I've noticed and myself where they would take regular fish oil capsules and they burp them up during the day. So mine is formulated to be enteric coated. It means it's a hard coating. It should not open up until it gets into your small intestine. So you're not getting that repeating effect that happens to a lot of people when they take fish oil, even high quality fish oils. And so I wanted to, you know, deal with that problem, which was fairly common, actually, I found in my patients throughout the years.
Yeah, for sure. And I hear that quite a bit from friends and family. So we want to make sure that we're looking for that. So, okay, somebody comes in, you do blood tests, you ask them the questions, you do the detective work. Say they end up opting to get on the Memory Wellness and some other companion products. How do you generally tell them to take that? Should they take it in the morning with food? I always like to get into the details, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, what I normally have patients do for the first 1 to 2 months is I have them take the Memory Wellness 2 capsules before breakfast, 2 capsules before dinner. And then after, we usually analyze after 2 months, you know, I'll see them again, see how they're doing. Very high percentage of them will be getting a good effect. And if they're happy with things, I'm happy with things, they'll just maintain that for a period of time. And those are cases where they're probably like more severe, moderate to severe. If someone has more of a mild issue, or maybe they just want a little bit of improvement, they want to prevent issues, they may just take 2 capsules a day. A patient's doing really well for a long period of time, you know, they certainly can go down to 2 a day and see how that works as a maintenance dose. Because again, in 2 capsules, you'll get 250 milligrams of the Cognizin. You'll get 500 in the 4. And if you look at the studies, they use, most of them use between 250 to 500 milligrams. So the more severe the problem, the more benefit a person needs, we go with the higher dose. If it's more of a mild problem, you may only need to take 2 a day.
And then everybody always asks, any counterindications, any side effects somebody should be aware of?
We really don't. The only time I don't use it, unless it's with the knowledge of their neurologist, is if people are on dementia medication, some of the Alzheimer medications. The reason for that is those medications basically work on the acetylcholine levels, and so does this product. So that's not something people should take if they're on medications for dementia, Alzheimer's disease, without the knowledge of their neurologist or specialist.
Thanks so much, Dr. Mark, for picking up on that and for formulating this awesome product, Memory Wellness, and for the recommendations that you've made throughout the show. Again, the easiest way to find our stores is to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, hit shop. We offer you a 10% discount if you're a new follower just by entering the code ENJOY. But spend some time. There's over 80 products on there, again, used in the clinical setting. If you'd like to go direct, that's drstengler.com. That's drstengler.com. But we've made it very easy for you to find the right place. But make sure, even if you're not ready to get on some type of a supplement like this, that you follow that newsletter, because the newsletter is following the science. And the science is always honest and upfront. You can see how it's affected other people and helped them. So again, Dr. Mark, always fun doing these shows with you. And thank you for writing all this great content for our audience.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Always, Dr. Mark. And listeners, hope you have a happy and healthy week. And we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.